Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful here. Glad you can be with me. Thank you for joining me or staying with me. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. So welcome back and welcome aboard. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Michael Stallard back on the show. Michael is a former chief marketing officer for Morgan Stanley and the Charles Schwab organization. Excuse me. And he's also the founder and the president of E-Pluribus Partners. He's the co-author, of the outstanding book, Fired Up or Burned Out. He's our good friend, Michael Stallard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Mike. Hey, you know, Mike, I, you may have heard me say this before, and you and I may have talked about this before, but over the last 3 years, I've been forecasting a concept that I'm calling a casualty list. That as companies require more work out of fewer people, and those people who are left behind, so to speak, you know, the ones who are left behind, were so glad that they were left behind, that they still had a job, that they were sucking it up and getting the job done. But in that process, that has the great tendency and the high potential to create a casualty list, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just the wear and tear. You know, there's naturally some mourning when people, you know, their friends or acquaintances lose their jobs, and that creates stress, additional work requirements. It's taking a toll on people.
Well, and it's even the people, Mike, that even the people who are dedicated, hardcore, they're dedicated if no other reason because they're glad they still got a job. And when their family sends them off every day, you know, they encourage them to work hard today. Mm-hmm. But even those folks, after a while, as you point out in your book, they get burned out. And so what do we do about that? How do we make sure that the things that we've done in our organization to make sure we survive don't wind up becoming something that's detrimental to our employees? How do we do that?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, Jim, to recognize that in times like this, just difficult times, when people are under more stress, their natural tendency, you know, absent having some wisdom on this, is to isolate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to kind of hole up in our cubicles or offices and focus on the task. But the problem is our productivity goes down. Because if stress starts to overwhelm us, if you look at the science on it, you see that it boosts all the stress hormones in the body, which has the effect of almost short-circuiting the brain to some degree, where it pushes the brain activity from the front of the brain, where we make rational decisions, to the midbrain, where there's a higher probability that we make rash decisions. So, that explains why we tend to be more short-tempered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all experienced those things from time to time. So how do you manage that? You know, here are a couple things. It's important for people not to isolate themselves, but really be intentional about taking some time, say, having a short lunch break where you're with someone who energizes you, or, you know, a quick coffee break or a quick, you know, just some time, probably at least every 4 hours, you need that human connection.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing email all the time, and after a while, it has an effect on your brain activity. You're just not as productive.
So if you're the manager, if you're the owner, if these people are on your team, you need to be coordinating those kinds of things, don't you?
Yeah, you can really be intentional about it. I think, and you can do it in some very constructive ways. You know, number one, trying to do something each week where you get people together. You know, when I love to get people together and have like Pizza Friday. You know,
right.
Just lunch by pizza,
right.
Salad, and And I really just try to get around and chat with everyone to find out. So, you know, how are you? You know, that's a question I love to ask. How are you doing? What's new in your life these days? You know, when I know about them, find out what's going on with their family members or just life outside.
Just don't let them go too long without having a connection with you. What about what about if you see people in a meeting, you know, they've gotten into a tendency to not contribute? Is that an indication that somebody's about to be burned out or they are burned out?
Or they're feeling like that their opinions aren't valued. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I try to be intentional about asking people. And I find that sometimes the people who hold back have some real gold to share.
Right.
But getting everyone in the room to express their opinion and idea, and also going into meetings with the expectation that everyone is going to express their idea.
Right.
So I call them out and ask them, okay, Jim, you're quiet over there. What are you thinking?
What's going on? Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Michael.
These are simple
Michael
things.
Stoller, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.